All right, we got games to look at in the trenches from yesterday and Saturday. And there's a little game John wants to preview tonight as well. Take it away, JJ.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit more about that game we saw last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. And as I watched that opening play, and I know we talked about Manny Ramirez in the Super Bowl and the snap to Peyton Manning and how it changed the whole game, and it reminded me of a quote that we've heard time and time again, but I thought it was very on point last night, that everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth by the great and very loquacious Mike Tyson. And last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers got hit in the mouth. And what happens on when a snap like that goes awry? Marquise Pouncey, if you watch that play, he is reaching to a wide three technique to his left. So he's trying to reach a guy that is outside of his left guard. When that happens, all of a sudden, in shotgun formation, you sink your butt and that ball comes out a little bit early and it has a tendency to fly high. That's what happened, and obviously he was doing everything he could to get to that defensive lineman. That ball sails high. What was it, about 25 yards before they looked at it? And I'm sorry, Ben Roethlisberger, I know you're a quarterback. I know you make a lot of money. Jump on the football. Don't worry about those precious fingers or that elbow. He stood there and looked at that ball, hoping somebody else would jump on it because he didn't want to get touched. Jump on the ball.
Take a safety.
Do something. Yeah. And then there was another snap, and this one, it took me back to a moment, Stoney, that you and I talked about this past year, and we actually asked Jim Harbaugh about this. Maybe it was Josh Gattis, but you're at 4th and 1. On the 2-yard line, and you line up in shotgun formation. Marquise Pouncey is trying to come off the ball and gain every yard he can possibly gain. He's going to grind off the ball, and you line up in shotgun formation to gain 1 yard. The ball comes out low. Ben Roethlisberger does everything he can to get a hand on it, to try and hand it to the running back. The ball, it should have been fumbled. In 9 times out of 10, that ball is on the ground, and it just would have made things worse for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And yeah, Roethlisberger did a really good job of saving that.
He did. But here is why, you know, you can look at that snap to start the game. You can look at a lot of different things that the Steelers did offensively by throwing the ball, 68 times?
Yeah.
But what the Browns were able to do with Baker Mayfield, I thought was tremendous. First of all, they had a great game plan coming in. They knew they weren't going to have Kevin Stefanski, their coach, the guy that calls all of the plays. So they had a game plan of, let's make this as simple as possible. We're going to get behind our offensive line, even though we have a couple of guys that might not be available. And they ended up losing Jack Conklin, midway through the first quarter.
Yeah.
And so you've got a bunch of backup guys. So let's make this really, really simple. We're going to line Baker Mayfield up, and when he's under center, we're going to go 3 and 5 step drops. When he's in the shotgun, it's going to be 2 steps, and the ball is out. He did not throw the ball over 12 yards. The pass that he had to Jarvis Landry that went 40 yards for a touchdown, 12-yard pass. The pass that he had to Nick Chubb that went for 40 yards for a touchdown was a screen pass. He was 21 of 34, never threw the ball over 10 yards. The ball was out of his hands because the Pittsburgh Steelers have led the NFL in sacks this year. They led the NFL in sacks in 19, in 18, and in 17. For 4 years, they're a team that puts pressure on the quarterback. So Kevin Stefanski, in game planning, put together a plan that says, hey, we're just going to get the ball out of our hands. And when we can't, we're going to run the ball. Nick Chubb, 4.2 yards per carry. Kareem Hunt, 6 yards per carry. This is a recipe and a team that is flying high right now. And look out, because I think another overreaction, we talked about earlier today, overreactions, a 10-point dog going to Arrowhead.
Yes.
That was something to look at.
I like the Brown. You know, and you talked about motivation. You don't think Kareem Hunt wants to go back in that place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I want to touch a little bit on tonight's game. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about it. As a Stoney, as a Wolverine fan, Are you able to set aside your feelings for the Ohio State and cheer for the Big Ten tonight, or are you pulling for the evil empire, the Alabama Crimson Tide?
I might be one of those games where I might have to like lay some money down to get some betting interest in it because I can't stand Ohio State. I love Alabama's receivers. I think they're actually even more exciting than Ohio State. I'll probably pull for Bama, but I don't know. I just want to be entertained tonight.
Well, so I'm glad you said those words. I just want to be entertained tonight because so do I. And we are going to be watching two of the top six offenses in college football. Ohio State, they were number four all year in yards per game, 545 yards. Alabama not far behind them. They were number six with 535 points per game. Here's how Ohio State tries to stay in the game. They rushed for 273 yards per game behind an offensive line that was touted as one of the best offensive lines in the country coming into this year. It all gelled in the Big Ten championship game, again in the college football playoffs against Clemson. And then tonight, that's going to be the recipe. If they want to stay in this game, if they want to keep it close, they're going to have to run the football. And one last stat that is going to make this an exciting game tonight, Alabama, number five in pass yards per game. And where do you think Ohio State was defensively? And I'm just going to limit it to the Big Ten. Where were they? Where did they rank in pass defense?
Eighth.
Dead last.
Wow, that's big. And we're going to talk about that coming up next with Gary Danielson of CBS Sports. John Jansen's In the Trenches, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.